Let me hear the Lashon HaRosh again. Where's that Rosh?
Tachnir Li, Rosh Lamadalev.
It's an Rosh Lamadalev.
Page Kuf Lamadalev.
Well, it depends which candle in it. Too bad. Yes, what is that? He says... Right before Kuf Chaf Malach, right before Daf Kuf Chaf Malach, Hilchach Nerali. The Osam Matzah ain't a Lashem Chovah. It's not the Nikayim Mitzvah's Matzah. Ala Ochlan Osa Zecha Le Pesach. Shoyen Nechal Ala Sova. Boach Arona. And the fee who's after Pesach. So it's a funny thing, you know, when you learn something, you learn it over, you really see it differently. In other words, the reason for the Afikoman is not in order to have a Maftir Nacha Pesach, but that's the Zecher Mitzvah. Really is because of the Chefta Shel Korban Pesach. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he adds, Uvahi Uvafishu Zechel Pesach Yesh Litein Lo Din HaPesach Shelo Lechol HaRav. It's an interesting thing. He says Yesh Litein. But what is the Lashon of Yesh Litein? Yesh Litein Lo Din HaPesach Shelo Lechol HaRav. So Yesh Litein is interesting. He's not saying it's a gzera. He's saying yesh litein. Why? Because what he's saying is the question of gzera l'gzera is always answered by one answer.
Kulachad gzera?
That's right. Why? What does kulachad gzera mean? It means, like the Rambam explains in the in Shabbos, that without Takana B, you can't have Takana A. So then we don't say Xero Xero. Because it enables Takana A. So what he's saying is like this, the Rush, and that's the way we pasken. That since it's only matzah, so if you want no egg with it, like you're no egg with the Korban Pesach of a Maftirin, it wouldn't represent Korban Pesach. That's why he says, Ulefi shehu zecha l'pesach, yesh liten lo din ha-pesach. In order to make possible the idea that it is the Pesach. Because really it's a piece of matzah. So if you're not going to be noeg with a piece of matzah like you're noeg with the Pesach, so you won't be able to have the takana that matzahs from Makom Pesach. So that's the machlokas. One holds is gzera l'gzera. The other one holds that without this nihug, yesh litein lo din ha-pesach, without this nihug of the din ha-pesach, it's not going to be able to exist.
I mean, because the chatz is not really Pesach, so how is the chatz a zechel Pesach?
Right.
I mean, the other side is only you can just call it a zechel Pesach, and that's enough.
You just koveya it as a Pesach, and that's enough.
So it has to actually reflect Pesach in some way.
You have to act. Yesh litein lo din haPesach. You have to act towards it like you would act towards Pesach.
Right.
That I believe is Lashon, is very good.
Right. Maybe the other side holds that the place in the Seder, Bachrona, like that its relative position in the Seder, is enough to give it the Chetzah Ben Zecher Pesach.
Could be.
This one holds like you need a property in the Chetzah itself. It's not enough like a relative position.
That's correct. Yeah, you're right. You bring it out a little more. Yeah. This is Rashbam before He has an interesting lashon. He says, take a look where he says, "V'acharosa matzah ein neftar."
What else are you like?
Asenos. I would say, well, in mine, it's about four lines up from where he says Hilchos Neraot. No, about six lines up. Before he starts with Lefizeh Ayanira. Shetzarach Lecho Ima Mara V'charosis.
Before that.
Right before that. V'achar Oso Matzah Ein Niftar Mimeno B'achilas Dover Acher Shelo L'shakeach Hatam. That you shouldn't forget the top. That is very much in line with the way we explained it yesterday. You can't do a maisa that's mishakeach hatam. So you remember the tam. So that's why the last two kosos, that's what you started to say something a long time ago. But the last two kosos, you're not. It's not a maisa achila that you're doing for yourself. That would be l'shakeach hatam. It's a maisa shel mitzvah.
You're forced to do it.
Yeah, it's a maisa shel mitzvah. That's correct. But you're still remembering that you're not doing a maisa m'shakeach hatam. That makes sense because we know there's no taste in matzah.
Not
after the cup. Has to have a basis in reality too. I mean. Okay, can't say I have a grail or a taste. But that's his lashon is mashma that way. That's I think we're on the right track there. Okay, all right, we cleared it up a little bit because matzah is al shem shenigalu, something that they did when they went out, and maror is vaymaros chayehem, is what they did is what they suffered when they were in Mitzrayim. But Pesach is the Pesach is real as real as the real Hatzalah. The carbon Pesach was the real Hatzalah.
But those things are just as much cheaper.
Yeah.
No, so I'm saying no. I'm saying it's not as much. I'm saying the Ikar Sipur is really carbon Pesach.
One is in terms of the suffering that they experience. The other one is in terms of the actual expression of the Geula.
I know, but without the suffering, what's so great about the?
Yeah. Without, but the actual. What was the actual Geula? What Varisias Adamu Fasachti Aleichem?
That encapsulates everything. Ultimate.
That was the Geula.
But isn't matzah the Geula?
Matzah the Alshem Shenigalu. I'm sorry. That was the Hatzalah. Matzah is Alshem Shenigalu because that's what they actually did when they went out.
Because of, right.
But the actual Maisa Hatzola for Klal Yisrael was brought about by Pesach. I mean, you can't deny that. That's why the Iker. There's a funny thing. The Rav one time said that. The Rav one time said, because the Iker is the Pesach, to answer this question. Mm-hmm. At that time, I didn't like that answer. Because I thought to myself, how could you determine what's the Iker, what's the Tuffel?
Right.
It's like you're passing judgment on the mitzvahs.
Right.
So that's why I wanted to say the other terrorist that you just mentioned.
Right.
But now I'm thinking maybe the Rav was right. That he means that since the Bailel Pesach, the whole Kiyam is the Achila is tied, intimately tied with the Sipur. In Sipur, definitely Pesach is the Iker. Because that was the instrument and the vehicle of that whole Hatzalah.
And the mitzvah also is the Iker.
What's that?
And the mitzvah is the Iker.
Yes.
Because those things are yom right. In the Karim
right.
Pesach.
That's right.
Well, you also have Baruch Tochum Hatzalah.
That's what
he
said in the Pesach itself. Asher Pesach.
That's right. So the real Hatzalah The actual Atzolo is really Pesach. And the Achilas of Pesach is tied with the Achilas of Pesach as a Kiyum of Sipur. The way the Ramban learns, Kol Shalom Shlosh Dvar Mel Pesach Leyotzer Yechavasa, that you have to explain the Pesach. But in the explanation, that is the Ikar. So that's why, Bizman Azeh, we brought back the Achilas of Pesach through the Achilas of Hikama. Or in a more contrived fashion, through, like the Rashbam says, that was the Cheftza that was associated to it.
Right.
It's funny because it's Koshlosh.
It's a substance. They created a new substance. A substance shall pass off.
Right. But I mean, the rush is hard because the Cheftza is matzah.
The rush is on.
What about this Cheftza is Zed Pesach?
I mean, that, maybe that's why we possibly have to be Noah.
To us, you know, the law?
You know, I give in.
In Maftir?
Yeah.
Of the rush. Right.
Yeah, what? Shachilas on the mitzvah. So he.
Did you bring down the book?
He's troubled by the same problem that the other Rishonim are troubled by. Namely. What's the problem? Problem is, what kind of a Cheftza is the Afikama? So according to the Rashbam, it's a Cheftza Shal Matzas Mitzvah. According to the Rosh, it's a new invention of Pesach.
Hello?
Yes? According to the Rosh, it's a new invention of Pesach. The Rambam seems to say neither way. He doesn't say it's a Cheftza, a new Cheftza Shal Pesach, but it seems he's trying to answer the problem. And how does he answer it?
Right. And also he's saying, even though you eat matzah and you eat afterwards all the other things, you have to eat matzah b'achrona in order to be posik. It's not.
But read the other Rambam. The other Rambam also.
Yes, how does he do
it? I mean, it seems what he's saying. What is he saying? In other words, the question that we raise, which the Rishonim are all dealing with, is what is this Cheftza Shel Afikoman? He's just eating matzah. What do you, so the Rashbam answered, of course, it's the matzah mitzvah, and the Rosh answered, of course, it's kashrim, it's Pesach. How does the Rambam answer it?
Pesach Suda, sir?
Yeah. Gemar Suda. That the Suda is a mitzvah. And there's a halachic concept of Gemar Suda. So, according to the Rambam, Kadeshiye Gemar Sudaso. Isn't that Lashon Rambam? Hesek Sudaso, Gemar Sudaso. So he means that the Gemar Suda is the halachic entity. The Gemar Suda. So the Rambam made it into a Cheftza through the institution of Gemar Suda.
Right. That's only Bizman Azeh, right?
No, even Bizman Abayas.
The same thing?
Same thing.
Well, he only introduces that Bizman Azeh.
Oh, wow.
Go further.
What?
In the end of Chestas.
Yeah.
What is it?
First, before that, he says, Bafarona, Ochel, Mibisara, Pesach, Apilu, Kazayas, Venu, Tomar, of Klaw. And then in Bizman Azeh, Ochel, Kazayas, Mata, Venu, Tomar, of Klum. They should have 6 weeks over time, Bas. Oh, so he's going back on book.
That's right.
I think Rav wanted to say something like, according to the Rambam, if you only had a kezias, and that's, if you just ate that kezias, Or just in the right, if you just had one kazayas, you wouldn't have to eat a kazayas for afikoma. Because it's only if you eat. The way Ram brings it down is El Avish Ahok Matzah V'Ochlach V'Machal Zacheros V'Teos V'Yotzben Chozer V'Och Kazayas Matzah B'Achrono Posek. So the whole Machai of Afikoman is if you eat other things, then you have to go and eat like a Kazayas Matzah B'Achrono for Hefzik Suda.
You mean, but if you only had what?
Kazayas Matzah, the permissible.
That's all you ate.
No other food.
Right. No other food. So then you, there wouldn't be a chiv of afikoman or to have another kazayas.
Well, according to us, it's very good.
You're right. I'm saying it's the same.
Yeah.
What did you say about cases?
If you only had one kazayas.
Is that a page missing? Oh, is a page missing.
Which halakha are we looking for?
Oh, yeah. It's probably on that page.
Which halakha?
No.
Give me
oh, my God. It's like Perek Zion and half a chess is missing. Somebody brought it
to me. Mishayim wa matzah mishumeres elikizayis. Kishagomer sudosam mi matzah she'ena mishumeres. Mivarech alachilas matzah v'ochalos akizayis v'ena tomach rafkum. So that's a big problem, because Rav Moshe can not let eat matzah she'ena mishumeres. Lefishanema mishmata mesa matzos.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Wait, that's great.
Lefishanema, what's good?
Are you saying Rav Moshe could have matzah she'ena mishumeres?
hold on, I'm pretty soon I'm giving up Sarko here. the whole neighborhood will go crazy.
It's true.
Tsar chodim lizor bedogen shochmenu pesach shlo yevol of mayim achashen nikzar ad shlo yebo shum chinuz. So the Ram holds that what? Because it says ishmartim asamatzos. Well, how do you have a locha ches here? Perkei locha ches. You want to read it?
Perkei locha ches, yeah.
Class?
Yeah, no, Perakei Halachachas.
Tav Shil Shinis Basho, Vintu Vos Orem, Ochitim, Nisvaku, Hare Ko, Hatav Shil Osem, Shari Nisare, Bo, Achamet. Yomis Baku, Motin, Osan, Visorfen, Ochen, Shar, Hatav Shil. Shen Hadogen, Shen Nukal, Vonis Baka, Chamet, Skomar, Shok Torah. Vain Lom, Dibri Sofen.
What do you have now? That's the end of the halacha?
That's the end of the halacha.
See, that's funny over here. The halacha ends later.
It can be continuous?
Yeah, the next halacha begins with lefichach. But I think the other way sounds better. Mishum shenem reshmata masa matzos. Klomar, zorg matzah, v'shimro asa b'chol tzad chimutz. Lefichach amr chachamim.
How it's
learning very funny. It's only me different itself from Mishum Shinema Shmatama Samatsas. Klomar, Zor Bamatsa, Vishimroso Mikosa Chimots. But it doesn't make any sense. That's a pasuk. That should be derisive. So the way I knew there's something wrong here, the way the old Rambams, the halacha test begins with Mishum.
What? They say v'dafusim something. Mitchila maschila kan halacha tes from Mishum Shenemar.
Oh, that's right.
V'chei mashu b'lashon hamag mishnah.
Right.
Mashu nikot mari mashkash gachad mishum right. Mashkas Mishum Shenemar who inyan acher who mekusher and lefikach shekasa lachakach.
That's right. That's the old one.
Right. V'ayin something. Rabbeinu Menocho, right. I am something that eats a chaim, Rabbeinu Menocho, b'chol kisvei yad, u'b'defusei yad, hefzik halacha kilefaneinu. That really starts from lefikach.
How is it in kafach? I'm just curious. like the old thing.
But the new one or the old one?
The idea that you go back to the old ones. Because they say that the reason why they changed it was because it was wrong. It was a mistake.
I never kind of explained it, Eddie.
So they're going by the historical...
the historical realm.
Right. At any rate, whatever you're going to say, the Rambam holds, you're not allowed to eat matzah, shein, and mishmeres. So how could the Rambam say in the next to the last halacha that Misha gomar sudoso min matzah, shein, and mishmeres, then he eats matzah, mishmeres. He holds you're not allowed to eat matzah, shein, and mishmeres. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good cash, huh?
Yeah, right.
So the Rav gave a beautiful answer, remember?
I think so. Did he say it's a Meshumar Hashem Matzah's Mitzvah or Meshumar Mechimus?
That's right. It is Meshumaris.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Meshumaris Mechimus, but not Hashem Mitzvah.
You can't be outside because it's not Hashem Mitzvah.
That's the right answer.
At the end,
he could also say
the
Shem
Matzah,
Matzah,
Shem Matzah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this clear?
He's saying
the Shem Matzah.
You're right. Is
this
the
Shem Matzah?
He came into the song. Yeah.
I think so.
With the
Oros and Zohar? No, the Rowan.
Yeah, he has a piece of it. He has a piece of it, right?
Right. Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, I remember that. But in the meantime, Ram does say, Mishmeres Hashem Matzah.
Right. I
think the Rav is right on this one.
Yeah, how's he going to learn that?
So you mean, so the halacha that the whole Pesach you're only allowed to eat is Shema Mechimots.
That's it.
But nowadays, the all
the Yisus are clubbing.
Right. Well, nowadays, all the Shemur Matzah is Shemur Hashem Mitzvah, right? We don't even have the...
No, we don't have that's right. We
just
don't
Shema
have.
Why would they do that? Right,
meaning that's why the Afikoman becomes an entity through the person's Gemara, creating a Gemara Suda with this.
Where do you see halachically there's a Gemara Suda in every Suda?
You have a Gemara Suda because there's a Gemara Suda about the benching.
Zimun.
Zimun, somebody says Havman Gavarech.
Oh, so not like a final like piece of food.
Right.
Like right, but this is the ends of Suda, this is Matzah.
Right, he's saying the fact that it's Gemara Suda, I don't know. Can't go any further.
But the Raisa would not include Matzah, correct?
What do you mean?
I mean, as long as that. It's not like the idea of Hefsek Suda has to be with a mitzvah.
Yeah.
That doesn't include the matzah, right?
It does
not include. Let's say it was manas. It's not that you're not fulfilling the original din. It's a new din to use matzah instead of Pesach. According to Rambam,
matzah is just as good as Pesach.
Why then your Gemara Suda should be mitzvah?
Right.
So why is he saying a different so from by matzah, not by Pesach?
What is it?
In Vav Yud Aleph, when he brings it down in Vav Yud Aleph. He only brings down my matzah and he says, it's a different sofa. Is it above?
Yeah. That's a different idea. That's the better idea. The Pesach available, that's going to be a great expression of Sefer.
So why is he saying a different sofa then? It should be Doraisa, according to that. Shouldn't be Doraisa.
It's all Drabbah.
It's all Mitzvah. You already fulfilled your Mitzvah.
It's all Drabbah.
Even all by Pesach, you mean?
Even my Pesach Drabbah, I feel.
Isn't really...
Because it's a key and Zippor. I don't know. I mean, I'm guessing. Makes the end of his Suda is Gemara Suda. His Machavim, his Gemara Suda should be with the Dvar Mitzvah.
So that somehow like characterizes the Suda?
So that somehow it's a Zippor. Makes it more cognizant.
What's a Dvar Mitzvah?
Matzah or a Pesach.
Matzah is not anything. You have to be able to say it.
As a Gemara Suda, he's saying.
No, he's saying Shachin Vosim Yam Mitzvah.
What does that mean?
A thing which is a vehicle of Mitzvah for Achim.
So you already fulfilled?
Yeah.
No, because Karban Pesach, the more you eat, the more Mitzvah you get.
I understand.
Yeah, but he's not saying that.
We're not saying that. That was my other trial.
So maybe that's why you...
That's why you do Pesach over matzah when you have them both. But that was a pshat that I'm not retracting that pshat. I think it's a good pshat too. But I'm just saying that maybe you could say this pshat also. But the Rambam seems to make it into a chefza. It's because the Gavra is Gomer Sudas over that. He holds it from Deraisa. Because it sounds like that from the from Chestes, right?
Right.
But maybe what he means over here in the Divrei Sofrim is Afilu Kloyas Vagozin. Because he did do the Gemara Sutta from, he did the Gemara Sutta from Matzah or Pesach already, and now he's eating Kloyas Vagozin afterwards. So, I mean, what's he doing wrong? He made the Gemara Sutta from, he's eating it later.
Make after the Sutta?
After the Sutta. So he says, that's me divrei sofrim. In other words, midaraisa, the halacha is that the Gemara Sutra should be with the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, with the Chefetz Shel Nasis Bar Mitzvah. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's midaraisa. And that'll be equal matzah and the end of Pesach. But midarabanan, even though you had your Gemara Sutra ready, you still can't eat anything.
Right. But then maybe he really passes only by matzah then. He passes like the second lishna of the Gemara. Because he only mentions that Divrei Sofrim by matzah.
By matzah?
Oh, yeah, it's not lishna of the Gemara at all.
That's correct.
So, hold on.
It could be that, what the Gemara says,
nobody holds just matzah, not Pesach.
Nobody holds what?
Nobody holds just matzah, not Pesach, right?
No.
Then why does he only bring that down by matzah?
Unless he holds the Xero was made, the Lach HaRabayis.
Lach HaRabayis.
What's that idea? Why is that?
Because it doesn't have a lot of taste. Yeah, so how's the Ma'abitan have to do with anything with the Rambam? It's only Gemara of Ma'abitan, this is Nefesh Tamayu.
No, I don't think he goes there. You just hold with the Gemara. The Tama Matzah the Fiv Shechiloson. Yeah, the Gemara Suda. Seems to be the Ikar Halacha. That the Gemara Suda should be with the Tama of the Chefetz Shenas Bar Mitzvah. But the fact that I can't eat later walnuts is that's Midrabah.
Because of the idea of Tom, like Tom Matzah Beviv?
Yeah, they extended it. I guess maybe it was Xera. You shouldn't forget. I don't know what. But they added that.
Right.
But he mentions it by Matzah could be because he's speaking Bisman Azeh. But it really would apply to Pesach too.
Right. Right, I'm just asking how the Rambam would like learn our Gemara that Lomi Baya by Nefesh Tamayu and not Nefesh Tamayu. Like, what does that have to do with Gemara Suda? That Gemara of Lomi Baya Matzah the one Nefesh Tamayu.
What was I going to say?
Lomi Baya Matzah that doesn't have a lot of taste. You definitely can't eat afterwards. So like Pesach, which you're not going to be able to really remove the taste. You would think you could. How much more?
And that's on the Xero Darabana.
About the Tom or something.
That's on the Xero Darabana.
Right.
But the halacha that writes is Marsu.
Right, it has nothing to do with Tom. It's not going to help. I mean, it's not going
to. Well, it does have to do with Tom because you want to make the Gemara Suda should be with the Chefetz Shel Nasis Bar Mitzvah. Okay.
Right.
Chefetz Shel Nasis Bar Mitzvah. Because that's the deraisa. But then the Rabbana came along and they asked him to eat anything afterwards, even after the Gemara Suda. So that's what the Gemara is talking about.
I mean, that's separate the Rabbana.
Separate the Rabbana.
You would think it would only be by matzah.
Makes sense, because if it's Gemara Suda, so if a person eats some nuts afterwards, it doesn't be benched, and he finishes with her. Or even if he didn't bench, still Gemara Suda.
Right.
But then it would seem like the Rambam's holding only by matzah is there really a nisr.
No, I don't think so. I think because he was speaking in the speaking bismanazah. He was talking. He happened to be talking bismanazah.
Right. But it's in Perek Vav. Perek Vav that's dealing with the mitzvah matzah. It doesn't say anything about bismanazah.
There's only matzah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
I would be sorry. I don't know. It would seem to be the Rambam's just saying it by matzah, but it really means by. It's exactly the one.
Two sevelachos. Perchas is the oraisa, and that's the rabbanon.
Right.
It's an extension of that.
That's right.
And he means not that, because by both, really.
Yep.
But then the rabbanon would be by both?
Hmm?
The rabbanon would be by both, you're saying. Not yes. The after the whole meal.
Right. He only mentions the rabbanon by matzah. But it really means that he really is going on both. Because he's talking about his manazah, no?
Is he?
He is.
Not really.
He makes light of these type of diyukim.
Mm-hmm. No, you say, look, it means only matzah, and you think it's not by Pesach, whatever, that's not
you
halacha.
You can say, lo, alal, daiti, that anybody would think that it's only matzah.
Right, the Gemara did have me, though.
Yeah, that only matzah.
Yeah, I know, just saying. I guess you're assuming you went to the Gemara.
Right. If you looked at the Gemara, it's clear in the Mishnah, then Rambam's not against the Mishnah.
So we're going to mark against that. And it's crazy. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. Would it be okay if I gave you Monday this week instead of Tuesday?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, so let's do Monday. We'll do, would be better also. Won't we just get from our minds that long? Kuf Yutes on a base, I'm a Rav, Shalom Yachem Mechaburach, I've heard that thesis. But also, you've got to take a look at Yashnu Miktsasan, the next mission. And the Rajbam there.
Yeah. That's generally talking about Tosos.
Yeah. How'd you know that?
I did see you last year.
That's good, because we remember it. Okay, so we'll do the Rajbam there. Yashnu Miktsasan.
Are you doing Pshat on this Tosos?
Yeah.
Is Tosos learning like this, is really talking about Kar Pesach itself? Or is he also learning its existence? Tosus of Amarav. It sounds like he's talking about the Doraisa of Pesach and Chumos. Like, he hasn't mentioned the Rabbanon, Megzera. He hasn't mentioned Shar Ochlim anywhere.
So what's the question?
It's still like, you know, Rambam rejected that way of reading it because he's saying, why do you two stummy Mishnah saying the same thing? If we say it must be talking about Zixer the Rabban, it's talking about Shar Ochlim. But it doesn't sound like Tosus is doing making that move. He should mention somewhere it's talking about Shar Ochlim or it's Zixer the Rabbanon or something. Like, I know it gets that problem of Tustami is the same.
Tustami, right.
Right, but nevertheless, like, he just doesn't. Well, he should mention Zixer the Rabbanon or. And it's Shar Ochlim. He never says, he just says Pesach Shem Kamos. And he tries to bring in a Hekish, like the Raisa Hekish of Kamos. So it sounds like he really talking about the Raisa almost, this Mishnah.
You mean you want to say something for the rest of us?
Yeah, like he's learning this is Mishnah talking about the real Pesach B'Shem HaKamos. Not Xero of Shar Ochlin because of that.
My wife's looking for it.
Right.
Okay, Reverend Mann, is Monday morning good for you?
I'm sorry.